question from Chandru. About addition to Gaura Arati lines, I wish to know if addition of some lines like Jalamala, Jalamala, Jalamala Bole should be Jalmal, Jalmal, Jalmal Kore, etc. by some devotees is acceptable. These lines are not there in the songbook, but some devotees say there are extra lines which are added, here it's written, which is added, to enhance the song. I wish to know if this practice is right or wrong. These are called akars in Bengali, which is akshara, I guess it's derived from, which is like some kind of alanka, which is a common term in music or poetry. And as far as I know, these are traditional. The Gaura Arati song that we sing, Jayo Jayo Gaura Chande Arati Ko Shobha, as far as I understand, this was this is a traditional song, even before Bhaktivinoda Thakur formalized it like that. But yeah, it is. Well, one of Srila Prabhupada's instructions is that in the arati, at least half the time should be dedicated to chanting Hare Krishna. So if we sing so many of these extra lines, then there won't be much time for chanting Hare Krishna. And especially outside of Bengal, it gets difficult for people to follow all these different things. Just like Chandru here has written, Jalamala Jalmal Bole, but that's impossible. I mean, Jalmal means kore, it means to shine. So it's, you see, the person doesn't understand. So better to stick to the simple form that's been given to us, without adding all these